Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. A major police operation is underway at North Bondi where a woman's body has been discovered inside a unit. The grim find was made this morning when police were called to conduct a welfare check. A 32-year-old man has been arrested. He is assisting police with their inquiries. Meantime, police have described yesterday's stabbing death of a 10-year-old girl as unthinkable, with her 17-year-old sister charged with murder. It was the third fatal stabbing in New South Wales in 4 days. Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty says it's clear the state has a problem.
The wider issues around knives and in the community have been looked at by the government and other policy makers, and obviously New South Wales Police Force will be at the table to provide advice and our views.
The future of low-cost airline Bonza remains unclear, with all flights suspended as discussions are held over its ongoing viability. CEO Tim Jordan has apologised to customers impacted by the news, but for those with an upcoming booking, don't panic. Flight Centre Chief Graeme Turner says you could still manage a refund.
My main advice, if you do have a Bonza booking that I presume you paid with credit card, just talk to your credit card company, and if you don't get that service, which it looks like you may not, just get your credit card company to reverse the charge.
And another of the big banks has tweaked its prediction on when the Reserve might deliver its first rate cut, the Commonwealth joining the NAB in nominating November as the month that mortgage holders could score some relief.